Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Matter, the SLAS podcast where we interview life science luminaries. I'm your host, Hannah Rosen, and today we are joined by Frank Bonnet, CEO and co-founder of Bionimus. Bionimus won the New Product Award and the Ignite Award at the SLAS Europe 2023 conference. Welcome to the podcast, Frank.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. So to start us off, can you just kind of tell us a little bit about your professional background and your areas of expertise?
Yeah, so I graduated as a robotics engineer at the EPFL in Lausanne in Switzerland. And then I did a PhD also in robotics. And basically during my PhD, I worked on the development of a robotic fish that was used for interacting, learning how the behavior of adult zebrafish, a specific type of fish that is used in research. And that led to me designing a first robot to trying to also sort the eggs of this fish, and which leads to also kind of developing this automatic instrument that we are now developing and commercializing at Bionimus.
Wow. So wait, so a robotic fish. So like a fish that was exactly. Designed to a robot designed to trick the fish. Is that what we're like?
It was like we called it also like a spy robot. And so the idea of the robot was that it would be inserted inside a group of fish, like a conspecific, so that the other fish would believe it's one of them, and then trying to also kind of lure the fish, like changing their behavior or like having, for instance, some leadership behavior, for instance, bringing the fish from one side to the other of the aquarium. But that was a really, really fun project.
That's really cool. I could go on a tangent of asking you so many questions about that alone, but that's not why we're here. So I need to focus. And so first of all, the reason we're here, congratulations on both of your wins at the Europe conference. That's really exciting to have come home with two different awards. So how do you guys feel about winning both the SLAS New Product Award and the Ignite Award?
So it was, of course, a fantastic feeling. So first of all, it was really the objective for us to be present at SLAS this year, because it's really the year of we start the commercialization of our product. So we were targeting to go at this conference. We were also kind of targeting to at least win one prize. It was, of course, something we were targeting, but to be honest, we didn't expect to win the two at the same time. So it's a great honor and privilege. And I'm very, very proud also of the team that has achieved all the, it's really a reward for the entire team for their work.
Fantastic. So, how was Bionimus' overall experience? Obviously it's great to win awards, but, there's more to the conference than just the award competition. So, how was your general experience at SLAS Europe 2023?
Yeah, so for the award in itself, so one small anecdote, so we had to create a video to kind of participate to the Ignite Award. I remember we spent half a day at the office running a video where we were eating fondue, for instance, like Swiss fondue, to show that how we are Swiss, how we are cool, how we do, and having a fondue in our lab. I think the jury liked that. So I really recommend the people that may apply one day to be very creative with this video, because it was also fun for the team. The conference, of course, the fair, it was a really nice experience for us. It was the first time we attend such a big event like the SLAS, to see other companies, some also startups, but also some very big and famous companies that are building laboratory instruments. It was a fantastic experience to get some contacts, not only potential customers, but also potential partners. So a great experience overall.
Oh, good, good. And you were presenting on the Innovation Avenue, correct?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Great. How was that?
Actually, it was fantastic because we were very well located. So we were quite, if you just enter SLAS, you just go straight, and it was the Innovation Avenue, and we were, I think, 8 or 10 startups there. Yeah, the way it was presented was also nice. So it was, I saw some other companies, they had to build a booth, etc. For us, it was kind of everything organized. So it was also super practical in terms of setting we had to set up a small booth. It was not that hard, and in terms of visibility, it was great. We were really in the center of the fair, and very well located.
Good, great. So let's get down to the brass tacks, so to speak. So what is Bionimus? What do you guys do, and what is this egg sorter product that you won your new product award for?
Yeah, so as I was saying before, like we really designed this product by when we identified a need first on just, you know, researcher colleagues that need to sort these zebrafish eggs, and then understanding that it's a common thing. So just a few words about the zebrafish. So the zebrafish is a model kind of animal species that is a very good replacement for the mice because we use the eggs and the embryos, the larvae. At the early stage, the eggs are transparent, so you can see all the embryonic development. You can use this also for toxicology testing, and genetics. So there are many very great applications also in cancer or society cancer. So this is why a lot of people are adopting this model more and more. But they are facing with to have to handle a lot of fish eggs. So you have to imagine the fish facility is about 10,000 fish, and a fish can lay about 100 eggs. So you can count the number of eggs that can be potentially produced. And researchers, they have to, where they collect these eggs, they have to screen them, sort them, pipette them. So this is why we, like around 2017, 2018, we decided, we will create a device to automate all this process, targeting more people using zebrafish egg, but having in mind that this could potentially be used for other models. And then, so we developed this, we tried to test it with customer. We saw that it was kind of appreciated by the customer. We saw that there were new applications. So people contacted me and say, I want to sort frog eggs, seeds, other types of fish eggs, some bees also with some mammal cells. This is why we could convince also investor to help us develop this product further. And end of last year, we finalized, so we closed the Series A, and we finalized, we launched the commercial version of the product. And this is where it is, now we are currently commercializing this instrument.
Wow. So it's called the egg sorter, but it sounds like it can do a lot more than just sorting eggs.
We were wondering at some points if we need to rename it or have like the seed sorter, the egg sorter, which... For the moment, it's generally egg sorter and give it like the origin kind of the technology in the name. We'll see at some points if it needs to be adapted. Maybe if we go to very specialized market, for
instance. Yeah, I mean it opens up a lot of potential, I think, for you to expand out your products available. Yeah, that's great. So, you know, I would imagine also that this product, you know, it has you saying all these applications for, you know, research in genetics and drug treating. Could it be used for agricultural purposes as well? You know, like fish farming?
Yes, exactly. So actually we recently even got a small grant actually to kind of extend the possibility of that. So there is a difficulty, but one limitation we have with the current product is that it's really a product that was designed for research for you know, labs with their specific needs. While in the industry, they look more for higher throughput, something that can also handle higher volume. So in a lab, they want to sort maybe 5,000 fish an egg. In an aquaculture fish farm, they want to sort 5 million or 50 million fish an egg. So not the same kind of dimensions. So that, but now we got also some traction from this market. And so this is where we are lucky that we got a small national grant trying to finance developing further of a product to address the needs, because they have the same needs that they need also to sort a lot of eggs, not for research purpose, but more like for producing the fish to ensure that the mating efficiency is good, also that they can also better select the good eggs so that they produce also, they are more efficient in the fish production. So a lot of things also where this technology could be applied.
Wow, that's great. So how did you come up with the idea to start Bionymous?
Yeah, so it's a big link to what I said at the beginning. So it was really working on this fish robot project. So it was a European project where we had different partners. So we were in Switzerland, we were the partner developing the robot, and we had a partner in France kind of studying the fish and needed to kind of integrate this robot into the fish. And so I was traveling a lot to them because I needed to go to install the robotic system. And every time I was arriving, it was like 10, 11 a.m. in Paris. And I arrived in their lab, and what they were doing, instead of using the robot that I produced inside, they were sorting these eggs by hand. So I said, as a joke, I said, okay, I will also develop a robot for that so that you can spend more time with the fish robot and produce data for my thesis, which I needed for my thesis. And so it started a bit like a joke. And then we, in our lab, we said, okay, let's try it and we'll see. And we are very lucky now in Switzerland, especially in this technology university, they like a bit crazy ideas, and they help us a lot to trying to, even if it's not really what was supposed to be done in the project, they kind of sponsor us to try to, you know, build around this idea and trying to then bring this idea to the market.
Wow. So it's kind of funny though, because you came up with this idea so that you can focus more on your fish robot, and now your life is the egg sorting, and it's
exactly. Like
you're not even working on the robot anymore.
It's not something that I expected, but yeah.
Do you ever miss kind of doing that more behavioral work with your robot, your fish robot?
Yes, when I have, for instance, a customer picky with with the product, or some bad investor not happy and all that stuff. Yeah, I would be very happy to be back in that app if I had my PhD and with not so much worry. Even doing a PhD has sometimes a bit of stress, but I miss that. And on the other hand, being an entrepreneur, having this experience of entrepreneurship is unbelievable. I learn more doing a startup than doing a PhD, actually, I can say. So it's fantastic opportunity. So it's keep driving me a lot. So.
Wow. That's quite the endorsement for starting a company because I always think of it as like, you know, turning into an entrepreneur, you start a business, and it's a great way to kind of get your product and your ideas out there and to see more immediate effects of your work. But yeah, it's to look at it as a great learning experience and opportunity as well, I think is a great perspective. So what makes, you know, you kind of talked a little bit about this egg sorter and all the different applications. So what is new and innovative about this product? You know, how is it changing the game in the egg sorting field?
So I think what we managed to find is really this type of niche. So In the kind of sorting area, so there are a lot of actually devices that exist to sort cells or very small particles. There are some devices that exist to sort larger entities, but there is a range of these kind of small entities of around 1 millimeters where there were actually no existing tools. There are no existing tools on the market to handle that and do this complete, like automate this complete workflow of picking them, individualize them, screen them, sort them, then pipette them. And so this is where we come as kind of unique of course, it's maybe not as big as a big market, like for instance, sorting cells, but still there is a demand, there is a market there. And so we are quite unique in the fact that we our technology is really applied for this field and quite limited for this field, but specialized for this field. And then we are in, what's maybe also unique is really the combination of different techniques such as microfluidics, AI also for the sorting, imaging, you know, mechanic, electronics, like everything integrated into a product that allows to make this product a good product for this market.
Yeah, definitely. Are there any disadvantages to using the egg sorter over traditional methods for sorting out eggs?
Only disadvantage that we see is that people, of course, so it's really a process. The goal is to have to automate a process that is currently done by hand. So the only problem we face is that some people, they still prefer to do it by hand because, you know, they are more in control, or it's something that they have done since the last 20 years and they know. And so they're like, oh, should I try this new product that is new? Or should I trust myself that I am more experienced? Even if that product is faster, maybe I can still do it well. I would not say it's a disadvantage of this compared to the traditional method, but sometimes, you know, you have some people, they prefer to keep their standard or like the way they have been doing and not maybe reluctant or to use new technology. While technology can bring a lot, but maybe they just want to, you know, spend more time or so sorting these eggs by hand. It's also sometimes really for the brain, I don't know.
Yeah, I can understand that sometimes when you're just doing those repetitive tasks, it can be a nice break. You can just listen to a podcast or something and just turn your brain on.
We're trying to say that when you put that into the egg sorter and it does automatically, you can also do a lot of things. You can go take a coffee or it's not the same.
You can still listen to your podcast.
You can still listen to your podcast.
So can you then maybe go into a little bit of detail of how does this egg sorter work? You know, how is it able to sort these different eggs at such a high throughput?
to describe a little bit. So basically the first part of the Exhorter is really the individualization part. So we have a kind of wheel with some micro 3D that allows to automatically grab the eggs one by one to really isolate them. And then once they are isolated, then they are positioned in front of a camera, which allows to have, you know, single image of every entity that are at the same position. So also very good to train some algorithms that can then will be able to detect if these AI algorithms that will be able to detect if these entities are healthy or not, have some markers, fluorescent markers or not, and many, many types of applications. And then once the entities have been sort labeled, then they will be outputted into different compartments, like well plates, petri dish. So that's the a bit how it works. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Do you see this technology enabling researchers to perform any experiments that maybe they wouldn't have been able to otherwise, given, you know, manual processes taking too long? Or is there maybe potential in the future to expand on the egg sorter to enable different types of experiments or protocols?
Yeah, so one great advantage that we saw even was not even expected when we designed the device, that the Exhorter produce actually a lot of data, because it actually screen all these eggs, and something that maybe the researcher or the user will not do automatically. The device really capture an image of every entities, and all these data can be very useful first for instance, just for monitoring, like understand really, like for instance, the amount of egg that are fertilized versus the unfertilized one, to understand if the fish are healthy. There are also some maybe scientific values that you can get out of this data that perhaps you would not even care if you were doing by hand. But with the device, you have all this data available. So after the device has pipetted your well plates, then after 2 days, you see something is wrong, then you can go back to the data and you can understand what happened maybe with all these data that have been produced. And this seems to be very valuable for the researchers.
Fantastic. Yeah, it seems like more data is always a good thing, right? That's great. So we've talked a lot about sort of some big picture, you know, in the future things that you might be doing with Exhorter or, you know, other products that could spin off. What are you looking to accomplish in the next year in terms of this Exhorter product?
So really, like our goal this year is really to bring Exhorter to the market and trying to have our first customers that are happy, customers that work with the device, that we can understand also how they work with the device, what is really the value of the product. So this is really this first commercialization year. And then it's also about, in terms of business development, is also to know the horizon, like where we can apply this technology and which areas. So we still are focusing our marketing and customer research on kind of zebrafish users, but still we as I said, so we already have some people using it for sorting flower seeds, for instance, or frog eggs or other things. And so we have these early adopters on this field, but we want to kind of understand more what is the potential of our technology for these new market opportunities.
Yeah, that's exciting. And so then do you think, you know, or is it, maybe it's too soon to tell, and if it is, that's fine. But do you think that you guys will be coming out with other products in the future?
Yes, so that's what we hope, yeah. So maybe other new product awards.
That's what we love. We always love when our winners come back and they compete. And we have some that set goals of winning a new product award every year, which is extremely ambitious. And so, yeah. That's always excited to have you guys come back and compete again. So, yeah. Fantastic. So, if there are any researchers out there who are listening and are interested in using the Exhorter for their work, is there anything that they need to know before they can get started?
Well, they can, of course, contact us or go to our website to get more, and we will be happy. So what we provide also in our kind of learning program, so we do also, so this is something that is more important since COVID, is that we do some online demo of the product, so people can also better understand how it works and how they can apply that. We do also some on-site demo where we go to the customer and install the device for months or to evaluate. So it's not that just you need to buy or not. We're trying to make sure also during this phase, especially because it's a new product, that the people they have the tool that they expected, and they are able to evaluate also during this time. So just about the device itself, it's quite portable device. It's quite small. It can fit in a lab bench. So yeah, so don't hesitate to reach to us if you want to know more.
That's great. And are there any major changes? So if they have pre-existing protocols for their egg sorting processes, are there any major changes that they're going to need to be aware of?
So we have kind of validated the egg sorter to not, you know, harm or create some changes, morphological change or any change to the entity that we are sorting. So for the moment, it's quite limited. It's like zebrafish egg seeds and stuff that we tested. So in general, the device is really, from the moment you have your samples that you put on the device and the moment you have your samples that are plated, like everything that is from before or after will remain the same. It's just really this manual process that will be automated with the device.
Wow, fantastic. Well, this sounds like a really, really cool product. And obviously, our judging panel thought so as well. And it's been really exciting for me to get to sit down and talk to you today and learn a little bit more about this. So thank you so much for joining us today, Frank. And we really look forward to seeing Bionymus at future SLAS conferences and seeing you guys compete for more awards.
Yeah, thank you, Anna. It was really a pleasure to be here and share a bit about what we do at Bionymus.